This is the Don and Mike Show. Simply the best. The Don and Mike Show.
Nice body. Nice body of work. It's an honor for Rob Spiewak and myself, Buzz Burbank, to be here hosting the ultimate best of Don and Mike, our favorite moments from the show. One last segment in today's show. Rob, what is it?
This is a classic best of. We go back to another time, another place, a time when America had a president named Bush. But it was 1989.
It was the other Bush.
This goes back to the Morning Zoo days on WAVA. Do not adjust your set. The reverb should be there. And this is sort of an early version of the weekend recap that people love hearing every Monday when Don and Mike come back.
Right.
Of course, it didn't go an hour back then because they were on a top 40 station. Mike O'Mara has a visitor in their producer, Frank Murphy. And Frank makes a great discovery about a major appliance in Mike's bedroom. It's the best of Don and Mike.
52 outdoors right now, WAVA land. I hope you all had a good weekend. I sure did, but I know it was not as good as your weekend because finally you got the antisocial thing off your back.
Yeah, you know, and really, credit to Frank who called on Saturday and got directions to come down to my residence and enjoyed the afternoon with Frank, but two members of the WAVA staff. You know, I sometimes wonder, why am I antisocial? It's because, well, you try to be nice, you try to invite people, and Gary and Dennis, two people that work here at the station, who not only didn't show, but didn't even call to say, hey, we're not going to show up.
But like they now, let's be honest, they were like ringers, though, right?
Yeah, they were last-minute entries into the Mike O'Mara social sweepstakes. Yes, absolutely.
Just to make sure that it wasn't too awkward with Frank.
Yeah, and so I called Gary finally. I got very frustrated. I guess it was about noontime, and I finally just picked up the phone, and I called Gary anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't even bother calling account executive Dennis Reese, who also stood me up. So in any event, Frank called, as he said he would, and got directions to come down to the pad. And we got down, I guess, about, I'm not sure what the times are. I wouldn't remember the detail on the times, but
I think about
4:15. Got down about 4:15. We had a very nice dinner.
How late did Frank stay till?
Well, we watched the... We watched the tribute to Bob Hope's tribute to Lucille Ball, and speaking of which, yeah.
Now I watched it too.
Now what does Kirk Cameron have to do with that? That's what I want. That was the main question that we all had. What did Kirk Cameron?
Well, he was on a couple of Bob specials, as you heard him say.
Yeah, of course, and got a chance to meet Lucy. Right, it was a really touching moment. And George Burns.
I'd just like to be Alan Thicke, incidentally. Kirk Cameron now gets top billing on that whatever that the mayonnaise family is that they run on the name of that show. It's the mayonnaise family.
And George Burns on that tribute to Lucy, who came out, and we realized when he was speaking, George didn't say one thing about Lucy. He talked about himself and Gracie, and that was it, and then walked off the stage.
I have only two questions for you, because I must tell you that Frank called me last night and gave me all the important facts about his trip out to your house.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the two things that I'd like to know first are why you actually asked Frank to play Trivial Pursuit with you.
Well,
it's like looking down a loaded gun. And second, why do you have a refrigerator in your bathroom?
Why do I have a refrigerator in my bathroom?
Uh-huh.
I have a
that was the first thing out of his mouth.
The refrigerator in the bathroom, we didn't have any other place to put it. We figured we'd put it up in the bathroom. Put it in the bathroom, that is. Sorry, I almost slipped there. Put it in the bathroom.
You can get a snack?
No, it's filled with beer. It's filled with beer because you never know when you're. No, it's actually we keep seltzer water and things like that in there because we both like a little seltzer water.
While you're going to the bathroom?
No, we keep it up there. We keep it up in the bedroom. We keep it up in the bedroom. How did he remember that? I gave him a brief tour.
You have a refrigerator in your bathroom.
I gave him a brief tour of the house, and he noticed, Frank!
He also mentioned to me that, and this I guess is a tribute to your wife's good taste, that he thought the place did not reflect your...
I said it was beautifully decorated.
The house was beautifully
furnished and
decorated.
This is nice to have this conversation. I'll have you out again real soon.
And I said the coolest thing was the refrigerator near the bathroom, and I hope someday to have one.
Well, that's not exactly how he put it.
No, but it was pretty. It's pretty cool. It's a cool idea.
I
said that to you on Saturday.
No, you know, we didn't. We had this space up in the down in the bathroom, and we actually had it. It's from college days, and it's this. You know, it's one
perfect.
Of those little square things.
It's a perfect fit,
and it's up there. And you know, when you don't feel like running out. into the kitchen, you know.
It's really, really cool.
Yeah, it's one of my little, you know.
I guess you're right. I guess most families do have refrigerators in their bathrooms.
No, they don't. No, it's something unique. It's something unique, and it's something I'm very proud of. I'm really glad that I have a refrigerator in the bathroom. And the house, as far as the...
Well, now this Frank did say that the house was furnished very nice.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Frank. I'm glad you approved.
Yeah. Really well done.
Yeah, the dining area was my color choice, Frank. I want you to know that. That was my color choice. Also, the foyer, you know, the little area when you walk into the bus, that was all done by me.
And very
nice. Yeah, it's nice. We're very happy. We're very happy out there.
So it sounds like you guys had a great time together on Saturday. Yeah, feeling good about putting this little relationship together?
You know, actually, there was only one point, and you said you're surprised that I actually brought up the subject of
Trivial Pursuit.
You're right, because that probably was the only time during the day where I became a little testy and a little uptight with Frank. I figured he'd be good at the game. I did not figure that he could be a national champion at Trivial Pursuit.
Frank, did you try to say,
no,
hey,
I'll
look.
Tell you what he did. Let me tell you what he did, okay? What he tried to do was try every answer that he knew 100%, he would end like a question. So he'd say, is the country Panama? And I'd look at him and say, Frank, you know the answer. You know you're going to get another piece of the pie. You know it. And Frank probably, was it maybe... I guess a half an hour, maybe 20 minutes, you just cleaned us all out and won the game of Trivial Pursuit, just tearing through these questions.
Well, it took about half an hour, yeah.
It was absolutely unbelievable. And unfortunately, we were playing with my wife, Billy, and Frank's wife, Jerry. They also did better than I did. I got a string of very unfortunate questions, and then one very simple question that I had in an hour. Do you remember, by any chance,
Oh, you mean the question about Jack and the Beanstalk?
Yeah, what was the question?
Well, it was in the arts and literature category. The question was, in Jack and the Beanstalk, what did Jack exchange with the butcher for the magic beans?
Yeah. See, this is why I hate Trivial Pursuit. Yeah. This point, I'd say forget it.
Yeah, I felt the same way. I figured this is a fairy tale question. This is a simple children's fairy tale question that I should know the answer to. I was being laughed at by the entire table when I couldn't figure out that it was a cow that he exchanged. And finally, Frank gave me a verbal hint doing the pulling of the udders.
Oh, like he was milking a cow?
Milking a cow. And I said, is it a cow? And I got a piece of the pie.
Yeah, that was the brown wedge.
Was that the only piece of the pie that I got?
No.
I finished the game with two pieces of
the
pie.
The green one, too.
Yeah, it's amazing how you remember this. The green one? Yeah. You remember what the question was?
How many pieces did Mike's wife end up with? How many wedges did she end up with?
She had, I think, four out of the six.
She was second to Frank,
and Jerry, how many did Jerry have?
Three, I think, out of the three.
And yours truly with two. And, of course, Frank just cleaning off the
order of the categories you got him in, Frank, do you remember? What color came when?
I just went right around the board, started with whatever was closest to me. I think I was sitting near the orange. I just started there and worked, you know, clockwise around the pool.
Mm-hmm.
This was the easiest way to do it.
Frank's,
it doesn't really matter where you start. You just go, you know, just pick a direction, stick with it.
Frank's daughter, Megan, at one point we had a very amusing...
And how many did she have? I realize she's only 3 years old, but she is Frank's daughter.
Well, if you've seen the movie Parenthood, at one point I called Frank Rick Moranis. When he was teaching little Megan square roots, I was saying, please, don't do that. But we played a nice little game with Frank's daughter. Actually, she has a nice little game she likes to play with me. When I go like that, and she hits me as hard as she can in the face. Frank was amused at that. I was laughing, and
she was slapping you pretty hard.
Yeah,
for a while.
She was hauling back, and once you know how little kids are. Once they realize it's okay, they go ahead and they really wind up. And it was I was amused by that. And we had a nice dinner, nice little dinner, steak and chicken on the grill, and baked potatoes, green beans. It was very nice. Very nice afternoon and evening.
And we watched roller derby on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Roller derby.
How can I possibly forget this? Well, now, what was the name of this show?
Oh, it's the new show called Roller Games, and this is a new syndicated show.
This show is the most amazing thing you will ever... It combines the speed and action of roller derby with the entertainment value of heavy metal music. It was quite a show.
It can't be as good as the American Gladiator show that I saw with Joe Theismann is the host.
Oh, no.
These two now are competing with one another. They're both in the syndication market, and it's a toss-up. Which one could be better? I think Gladiators might take the edge, because I haven't seen that yet.
We'll be back to more roller derby action, but first, a couple of songs from Warrant. Please, make them welcome. It was unbelievable.
Heaven is one too far away.
They did that, and
then it was... Bring on the Hungry Gators. They had live alligators in a pit in the middle, in case anyone were to fall in.
Yeah, and a moat of goo. In case they want to flip you over there.
So let me get, I'm getting more good feelings from you two than I've gotten in a long time. Is it going to be like maybe a once a week thing with your families getting together?
Absolutely not.
Once a month, maybe?
Let me jump right in there, Don. No, not once a week, no. But certainly, Frank's welcome to come down whenever he feels like it. But certainly not this week, because we had them over last week. But we actually had a pretty good time on Saturday.
Well, I have my in-laws staying with me, you know.
Oh, no.
And speaking of Trivial Pursuits, here at around my home, yesterday my wife had her whole family over to watch the game. And as it turned out, they would all rather watch Trivial Pursuit.
Yep.
So it was left with everybody in one room and Frieda's father and myself in the other room watching the Redskins.
That's fun, though. You like Les, right?
Yeah, that's fun. Mm-hmm. Like, except Les likes to nap a lot. But the thing is, he's got this football radar. I will be sitting there going... So, Les, I talked to Rip, and he was a little upset on Monday. Yeah, I was like, now, he's off.
Oh, no.
He's off. He's sitting there in the lazy boy. He's just, and the Redskins game yesterday was a little boring. So, in the third quarter, I'd flip over to the Buffalo game, and he's there. Now, as soon as I flip, he'd automatically, that radar would go, are we back on the Buffalo game? And I'd go, yes, Les, we're back with Buffalo now. Well, 2 seconds later, I'd start going, hey, Jim Kelly's having a hell of a day. Hey, sure. Then I swear to God, flip back to the Redskins a couple seconds later. What's the score? So that's how I spent my day.
You think it might be some kind of a defense mechanism for Les, just tuning out so he doesn't have to deal with any of the family trouble?
I think it's something that came from living with his wife, which I think my wife's mother passed down. I think it's kind of an inherent thing in the genes.
Yeah,
there.
I'm thinking maybe a strategy that you can adopt.
If you're married to one of the women in my wife's family, eventually you're going to grow these little antennae like my favorite Martian had. And whenever they start that real high-pitched thing, you'll just buzz them right out.
Hey, you can just turn it off, fall sound asleep. It'll be perfect for you.
So that was what I did.
It's unforgivable that he cannot discipline himself.
Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
Is that a tear I see welling up in your eye, Maurice?
Yes, it is.
It will be so fun.
Now, Al's the guy that gave you your first big break in broadcasting, right?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Trying to pull yourself together till the end of the sportscast.
Morning, Maurice.
Well, happy hump day, Dashing Dave. And let's hear it for our Washington Bullets.
Yay, they played a great game last night.
Yes, they did, Don. I'll compose myself. Last night, on the hardboard courts of the Cappy Center, the Bullets won their second in a row, downing the Golden State Warriors 115-113. Way to go, fellas. Tonight, the Bullets are in Chicago at 8:30 to take on the Bulls. Meanwhile, the big, brave men of the ice, our Washington Cappies, are also on the road to take on the New York Rangers in Madison Square Garden. Game time, 7:30. And finally, sports fans, the boys of Burgundy and Gold are gearing up for their big RFK battle with the Miami Dolphins this Sunday at 1. Even though the Dolphins have a 9-2 record, the Skins are still favored by a field goal in this gridiron battle. Let's go, Redskins. That's it on sports, ladies. And if you're going for that outdoorsy look, try a layered ensemble of cotton tee, hooded sweatshirt, windbreaker, and denim jacket. It'll keep you warm in the winter. And if the weather changes, all you have to do is peel yourself. And I'd just like to take this opportunity to say, Alan Goodman, this is one sportscaster who you hired a long time ago. You know, a lot of people in this town wouldn't give me an opportunity, but you did, Alan. And I'd just like to say, Maurice Butkus salutes you.
You sound like Mary Tyler Moore going, Mr. Grant.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I've let my emotions get the best of me. That's not very professional. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Maurice.
Hey. Thank you for joining us for the Stroll Down Radio Lane. Don Geronimo returns on Friday for his farewell on the final Don and Mike Show. I'm Buzz Burbank along with Rob Spiewak.
Hello.
Be sure to join us again tomorrow for our final look back as we continue the ultimate best of Don and Mike, featuring our favorite moments from the past 23 wonderful years.
Thursday tease.
Yes.
Scheduled to appear.
Mm-hmm.
More Frieda.
Good.
Bart the Weatherman.
Hey.
Very little kid. Major Bill, the greatest Tom Gavin call ever. Bermuda and why it is overrun with asthma and diabetes. Of course, more great Mike O'Mara voices and Don and Mike versus the Memphis Police and Graceland Security circa 1994.
We won't miss it. You shouldn't either. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
This is the Don and Mike Show.